I'll level
in fan fiction.
Who, wait, oh, which nightmare fuel?
You know, the nightmare fuel, like, about Trios and turtles,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, that was really bad. That was some pretty bad nightmare fuel. But you know
we
what?
We don't talk about that.
You know what? Those fans existed before the game, I feel like. Like, I feel like
those
all
fans
that fan fiction,
everywhere.
All that terrible fan fiction came out before the game came out.
Really?
Yeah, if you look at the dates on them, it's like...
Don't go on AO3. I'm warning you. Or fanfiction.com.
Wait, what do you mean?
No, please go on AO3. Please.
But I am on AO3. I am on AO3, guys.
We stomped it all out. Like, in the beginning...
I just don't have my link.
In the beginning,
okay,
it was nothing.
All the horrible shit.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was nothing but like awful Atreus, like Kratos, like incest stuff. But then,
oh,
like,
God,
a bunch
don't
of us, yeah, it was awful. But then a bunch of us, like, I think on this like Discord server, was like, man, we need to like do something about this. And so we all just like started writing and writing and writing. And we just kept, like, pumping fan fiction after, like, wholesome fan fiction out.
Guys,
I need to read more.
I'm so inspired. I need to freaking write that one shot with, like, Faye and
Thunderstorm. We gotta squish the terribleness out.
I suck at writing.
So
do
I.
Don't!
I was sad when I was reading that one fan fiction about Mimir and Sigrun. And then it was just like, oh, boy.
I just,
no.
That came from the heart. I was like, okay, do I make Mimir funny? No, I'm never going to be able to make Mimir as funny as, like, you know, Matt Richard made him. But, like, why don't I make him tragic? Because that's my thing. So, there we go.
It's not like he's not tragic because, like, I will never forget that line when he's about to be cut off his head. Like, he's just like, this isn't living. I'd rather be dead.
Yeah, that was like, sad.
Oh, boy.
I was like, do it, Kratos. Chop off his head.
The discussion so that bad. He had with Atreus after the fact that he cut off his head and everything. And it's just like, oh, so are you dead? It's like, oh, yeah, I am dead. But you're alive. Well, not really. And I'm just like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
How does that work when it comes to...
I don't know.
Is he in hell?
Oh, God.
No,
would he be in hell?
So. Which, okay, here's the new headcanon thing. So somebody on Tumblr asked me, hold on, what's the question? Let me pull it up.
Was it Aris? I saw a lot of answering questions on your profile. I didn't read them. Unless that was something else.
It was something about how, like, in traditional Norse mythology... the giants come back. Loki, like, brings all the giants back, and then he takes the giants down the Rainbow Bridge to the gods, and he, like, attacks them all. So, okay, if Atreus is Loki, he's gonna bring the giants back to kill Odin and them. Would Laufey return? Because she's a giant. And here is my official answer. I'm probably going to type all this out. Is no, she's not going to return. Because this is one of the major reasons, I believe, why Odin did all of this stuff with the Valkyrie. Is because when you're dead now, you're turning into these, like, zombies. You're not, like, going to Helheim to be brought back. Because Loki goes to Helheim. Because his daughter, like, runs Helheim, so he's like, I want these people in my arm.
At first I thought, you know, maybe they will come back, but yeah, let me...
No,
still can't wait for...
I don't think
possible.
She's gonna come back, and I think that... I don't think any of the giants are gonna come back, because maybe they all died while the Valkyrie were not in service anymore, so that means that they can't be brought back, because when you die and the Valkyrie don't bring you anywhere, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah,
which is so sad, but Odin's a jerk.
He is a dick.
Which is why Atreus would mess with time.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I love how you're so. I just love it.
Fucking time loop.
Gosh.
It's a time loop.
Yeah,
it's gonna end like. Watch it end like Devil Man. crybaby. Where it's just like, oh, it's the end, but then it happens, and then it happens again. And I'm just gonna be like, well, I was right. Where's my money?
Or Mimir gets captured.
No, I will cry if he dies or something. Well, you know.
well, you know, if he, like, dies. I don't know if he could die, though. Unless, dead. Like, Odin reverse, like, okay. The magic.
Okay, girls, here's a question. If Mimir asked you, and if we had an option in the game to kill him, or to force him to live on and be attached to just, like, continue being Kratos's advisor, would you be able to kill your beloved?
Don't give me that choice.
Is he suffering?
I think he's suffering right now. Like, what kind of life
you
is
don't
that?
Know that?
Like,
he can't eat anything. He can't eat anything.
He's attached to, like, Kratos's butt. Like, like this poor dude.
Farts, though.
He's a god. The way you just said that is
like,
amazing.
Like the Holder brothers are just like tossing him around like he's like a football. Like the poor guy. Like that's as much as like he said this isn't living on a tree. Like is this really living? Like
I don't know. Cause well, he seems to like going out and stuff. He likes
being an adventure.
Yeah,
it seems to really
like maybe at like the end of the game, like he got his like revenge or whatever on Odin. And that's kind of it. And he says, can you put me out of my misery? Would you be able to do it? Or he'd be like, nope, you're staying with me forever.
If he told me, if he requested for me to put him out of his misery, then yes, I would.
Just pretend you're deaf and be like, what?
Because then he'd hold a grudge against you. And what's that going to do? Like,
true.
Like, thinking from a bad person's perspective, it wouldn't do anything. He'd just be like, oh, you're a dick. You want to kill me. So I'm not going to tell you
anything. How dare you not kill someone?
Yeah, I would put him out of his misery if he asked me to. But I don't feel like you could. I mean, aside from that, yeah. I think he'd rather be with Kratos and Atreus than captured by Odin.
Yeah. At least, like, with Kratos and Atreus, you get some fucking kick out of it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wouldn't kill him?
I would.
I mean, no. If it was like, everything's done, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, everything's done. Will you kill me?
Okay.
Yeah, I would put him out of his misery. Is that the right answer?
Oh, I have no idea. There's no right answer.
Do I get a cookie?
You get a cookie and you get, let's make up a scenario to make you happy. Okay, so you kill him, so now he could be dead, and Sigurd will take him to Valhalla. So he'll get to see Sigurd again.
Yeah!
There you go. Happily ever after. Bittersweet ending.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good ending.
That
is the perfect ending. If someone writes a fan fiction like that, that's the perfect ending.
Yes, I
keep
love
that
it.
In the back of your brains, everyone.
Keep that in the back of my brains.
No, someone put it in like the prompt.
At first, I'm like, oh, what? But at first, I'm like, I don't know if I want to kill him. And then you mentioned like Seeger, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
I
will
think
about
right
that
now, Mimir.
Yeah, no hard feelings, man. But you gotta go.
The ship has to sail.
Yeah, you wanted to go. Yeah, and he probably wasn't even thinking about that. He's probably just like, put me out of my misery, and then like, you know, it makes him happier, and then he goes back to like Valhalla or something, and he's like, who he wants to be, I guess. Like, he's not just the head. I'm very tired.
So did you guys read the God of War comic?
No, let me
not
see.
Not yet.
Chapter 2 is out.
I want to
see the witch. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Well, she's definitely like magical, so.
Link me. I need to see.
I need to see it too. I just want to see Laufey. Please give us Laufey.
What? Please, please.
I wanna
Oh
know,
gosh.
can you show me?
Lafay.
So her pal is a witch, and the witch knows Kratos, and the witch is like super old.
Super old.
And that's kind of it. It's still really weird with the language. I still really don't understand what's going on.
Me
Like,
neither.
I think that's either something they're trying to like hope that we just kind of gloss over, and it's like,
Avoid.
just don't look into that too much.
Yeah. Because in that rapid fire thing, Corey's like, someone said, "What language are they speaking?" He's like, "English." I'm like, Corey,
Huh?
why?
They're not speaking English. Shut
They're
up.
definitely, yeah, they're speaking, like, in my world, in my canon, they're speaking, like, like, Scandinavian, I
It would be so, it would make
don't know.
sense because
Norwegian,
he
yeah.
can speak it, but he can't read the language because, I mean,
Yeah, because, like, that
that's
line
how it
would make
works for
no
me in
sense.
Spanish. I can't read Spanish, but I can
Yeah.
say, I can understand a little bit of it.
Yeah,
I can't say
basically.
or, I can understand some of it, but I can't speak it. It's context clues mostly.
Mainly I know how to speak it, but I wouldn't be able to read like a full sentence. Maybe
And
like catch a
justice.
few words.
I'm
But
like the
yeah.
worst Puerto Rican.
Oh my gosh, I'm the worst. Oh my god. Yeah, they're definitely speaking like Norwegian.
Yeah, he speaks it. He can't read it. Because think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brock and Sindri are speaking Greek. Mimir speaking Greek. Freya speaking Greek. Magni, Modi. What? No.
Yeah, they're
Then
not
how
in
do you know what
Greece.
they're saying?
Just
Kratos is.
say
Yeah,
that he's
them.
speaking Norse and be done with it. His
Unless there's
waifu taught it
something.
to him.
Yeah. It's, I think it would be easier to learn without complications of reading it. He's probably like, yeah, I'm not gonna bother reading this. Who reads
Well,
anyway?
he's like super
Yeah,
smart. Like, people
it's
forget that. Like, Kratos is like a genius. He's like a general. He
yeah,
could solve all this
he is pretty
stuff.
smart, yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
The person
Don't
who
you insult
controls him
him.
Depends.
Depends.
Smarty pants.
No, he's pretty smart. He came
I
up with
mean,
a lot of plans
yeah.
and ideas.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt he's smart in his own way. Like, when it comes to certain things, he's
Well,
clever.
yeah.
But, like, when it comes to other things, he'll be like,
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, like
That's another thing.
more.
Like, there's a part in the playthrough of Two Best Friends where they, you know, there's like some of those runes that you find that they're like on a tombstone or something. It's just like a whole paragraph of lore. And it's just like Kratos just starts crying because he just doesn't know how to translate.
He really needs to learn how to read.
It's just like, help, Atreus.
There is a part, when you're climbing up the hammer to crash it down into the ice, and he like dangles from it and he like falls back, and you like hear him just like slam his head into the rock when he's like trying to save
Oh.
Atreus, and you're like, oh man, you can't be that smart after that.
Ouch.
Like, that's a couple of brain cells right there.
Yeah, that's a definite concussion. Yeah, I think he's, I guess I would say street smarts, maybe. But he's not like gonna read an entire book in Norse because he can't.
Well, yeah, but like he's still a smarty pants. Like the
Yeah.
Spartans were like
Pretty
Spartan,
smart.
yeah, they were pretty awesome. I mean, they were very vicious, but
Yeah.
they trained their kids well.
History is just a pile of vicious. Oh man, I am getting Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I want it so bad.
Ooh,
Do it for the
Dragon
gay.
Age waffles.
Oh
So excited.
I need to finish Inquisition.
You
I'm
haven't
so
finished
lazy.
it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who are you romancing?
No.
Tell me right now. Who are you romancing?
My first character that I've got the furthest with, I'm romancing Josephine. But my wizard is romancing Colin, because that makes sense.
What about Solas?
Okay, I have an elf, but I haven't really played, like, the elf yet, so...
You need to romance Solas.
I know!
So you can be I know. Sad with me!
I will, okay?
It's just a source of all the memes.
Well,
there's so many mean girl memes out there.
I made an idiot out of myself today. I recorded myself crying and posted it on the internet, so you should watch it.
Oh, I watched it, yeah.
I cried.
You're fine.
I was just like, don't cry. And then, like, at the end, when you see Atreus and Atreus, I'm like, ah! I was like, I'm not gonna cry, I'm not gonna cry. And it's just like, goodbye, Faye. I love you, Mom. I was just like, God damn it.
Yeah. I teared up a little. I really wanted to cry, but we have company over. Well, we had company over. And I didn't
okay, well, look. Tears wiped away. Y'all, there's more lyrics to the song now. Like, do you realize this?
What?
There's a whole nother verse to get translated.
What?
Yeah. Are you sure?
New lyrics. It's not in that video, but if you go to the article, there's like the actual song that you can listen to on Spotify. And there's more lyrics to translate. So I'm gonna go kill myself. Goodbye.
You know how to translate it?
It probably takes a lot of
because I'm coffee. Stupid. I don't know how to like translate that shit.
Nah, I'm not gonna do it anytime soon. Screw that.
Yeah, it's December. It's almost Christmas. Not a lot of time.
I'm just gonna hope somebody else does it. Like, please, please, Lord Jesus. I'm gonna just.
That's kind of like a set time where you're just like, oh, leave it to the fanatics of God of War to do everything for us.
But then you realize that I am the fanatic.
Yeah, we are the fanatics.
Like, that's the worst shit. Thing. It's like,
we're literally just, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're the fanatics here.
Yeah.
Fror is the leader of the God of War cult. We're basically just a cult now.
No, I don't want to be the leader of the God of War cult. I will be the leader of the fake cult.
I thought you were a mod. Wait,
okay.
Aren't you like a mod?
Everybody else could do the God of War stuff, but I'll be on the face side. They can handle everything else.
Okay.
Aren't Valkyries mods?
Yeah.
Okay. So you both are mods, so you get to do shit.
Oh wait, we basically are the leaders.
Yeah.
I don't think the other mods come in here as much, and I don't know how they would react if they did. Pretty crazy here.
Oh my god, like, I'm an admin in, like, one of my big servers, and I'm barely around, and I feel so bad because I'm just basically leaving the work to the mod, and I'm just like, no!
Well,
I really don't mean to, it's here. Just like, I don't mean to leave them, it's just, I'm in a different fandom now.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that really happens here is, like, make sure people follow roles, and then sometimes a new person will join.
Yeah, make sure not safe for work stuff is in not safe for work, and
yeah,
that's about it.
Tumblr?
Yeah.
Guys, they're still not safe for work everywhere.
I don't know. What the
I posted hell? A video of me screaming when I searched the cartoons tag.
Oh.
I did not expect that. Very sad.
What were they thinking? That's so stupid. Like, so dumb, but what?
I'm waiting for it to blow over.
Yeah, I don't think there's really gonna... I don't think anything's really gonna be done. Like, I still see stuff. Like, come on. Like, Tumblr is 98% not safe for work. I usually avoid it.
Like that whole protest thing, I'm like... I'm still logged in. I don't give a fuck anymore.
I just don't feel like logging out because then I'll have to log in and I'll have to go to my email and click the send a link thingy. I don't want to. I'm lazy.
Well, I was thinking of joining that new place. What's it called?
I don't know. I pillow something?
Pillow
What?
Fort. That's it. But you have to like pay for it. But I don't know if it's a
Want to
subsidy.
what? That
Well,
shit.
in order to like host something, you have to pay for it. But I think it's because it's new and they don't have any advertisements. Like you can browse the site without an account, but I think if you want an
Okay.
account, you have to give them like $5 or something like that.
I think you can only join as a demo. I can't. I need to sign in before
Oh, as
continuing.
a demo. That means you'd have to like redo everything? Like, no.
Log in as a demo user. Yeah, I don't really know.
Nah,
I
like
don't think.
I'll let them
Yeah.
get their feet
Wait
on the
till they
ground
get
before,
up
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever leave Tumblr, to be
Me
honest.
either.
It's such an easy like blog format. Like, I don't know if you guys had
Yeah, it
like
really is.
LineJournal way back in the day, but like it was an easy like blog format and then it kind of like went under and then Tumblr kind of started. I don't know, it's
Yeah, it's
such
really easy to
free
follow.
easy. The
That's a
only
thing.
problem is with the porn bots. But
Yeah.
like they need to just like someone needs to just like call up Reddit or like all the other like websites and be like, "Look, how do you deal with this?" Because I'm sure you
Hear
have
about what
this.
Pornhub's doing, right?
Yeah, like why just like shut everything down instead of just trying to fix it?
Pornhub apparently is inviting people from Tumblr, and apparently you can get paid to post things.
I know, but like,
Well,
I don't want to like, I don't want to
it
like have
doesn't even have to be porn,
guys.
pornhub.com/Feroar. Like, I just, it just, I
Yeah,
don't like that.
oh
I know.
God, that's the thing.
No.
I'm just like,
I
it's
don't.
tempting because money, but at the same time, I'm like,
I don't want to associate with Pornhub at all.
Well, I have no problem with porn. It's wonderful. It's a blessing that we have
Yeah, go ahead and
Pornhub.
do what
I
you
just
want. I
don't
just.
wanna. I don't wanna mingle. Like, I hate that porn sites are
Yeah.
like, "Did you like this video? Share and comment." It's like, no, I don't want to do that at all. I don't want to share this with anybody.
I just find it really weird that porn is online. I don't know why. It's just really weird to me.
What?
It's like you're, I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, for example, people commenting on like the videos and stuff
Yeah, that is really weird.
just having up
Like
casual
sometimes.
conversations with your fellow pornsters.
Pornsters.
Boy, that kitchen table sure is nice. I wonder where they got it from. Oh, I think it's from IKEA. Oh, thanks, dude.
Probably literally what happens.
My salad.
Oh no.
Yeah, I usually stay away from not safe for work, but
Yeah, same. I'm not that kind of person.
but yeah, I don't think.
I couldn't even draw, like, I can't even draw private areas. I can't do that.
Private areas.
I'm
Okay.
sorry, I know I sound
It's
stupid.
fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's all good.
I couldn't even like complete my drawing class because I ran out because we were doing a figure drawing of a male, as in,
There was a
person to
man
stand.
there.
Yeah, I ran the hell out before I could even see him, and I
I
was
probably would
crying.
have too.
And
Don't
my
worry.
teacher felt so bad. He's just like, "Just go home for the day." And I'm like, "Ah."
That would probably be me. I should never ever even attempt it, like going to like art school.
I posed naked for an art school
I mean,
once.
he
You
didn't fail
did?
me.
What?
That's you are braver than the US Marines.
Yeah, you were brave.
What was that like?
It was like, you know that feeling when you're so nervous, you kind of want to like throw up and pee and poop at
Oh my. Did you get paid for that?
the
Or was it
No,
like free?
I
Please stop.
didn't. I volunteered for
Oh
it.
my God. You have to pay me to do that.
Yeah. You'd have to
No.
pay me like a gazillion dollars to get to even like do that. No.
But it was for like it wasn't like freshmen doing it. It was like the senior class. I don't know. It was like not like a one class. It was like a four class or something like that. So I wasn't the first naked person they saw. So thank you, Jesus. But it was
I just
fun.
realized now that you said that there's literally some like art person out there who is a freaking sketch of you naked for
Hi.
why?
Listen. I have to tell you something, Waffles. Underneath my clothes, there's a naked furor. And underneath my skin, there's a skeleton.
Well, there's more than just a skeleton, but yes.
Nah.
We're not going to go into details about the human body.
Like,
No,
I
it's
could
just.
eat. I was easily able to do the woman because, like, duh,
Yeah.
I'm a girl. I know what myself looks like. But, like, when it came to the guy, I was just, I can't do
Yeah,
this.
I think. No, I'd probably be. I would probably not be able to do the guy. I'd be fine with the girl because, yeah.
It was so weird.
But like, what do? You just sit up there and just like
Yeah,
for
you
hours?
literally just, I sat there for like, I think it was only like 45 minutes. That was it.
Oh wow.
I had to
Well,
burp
45
a
minutes.
couple of times, so I did
Oh.
the like where you kind of like muffle it. But everybody was super mature. Like everyone was,
That's
like
nice,
I was the immature person. Like, and everybody was like,
though.
this is just another grade. I'm almost done with college. I want to get out of here. Let me just
Yeah.
draw this random chick so I can leave.
The thing is, in when my class, when the guy came in, it wasn't some hung man or anything. No, it had to be this crusty old dude. I
Old.
was just like,
Yeah.
hell no. I know.
I see a lot of memes like about in like art and stuff where it's like what you expect to see in like a new drawing class versus what you actually get.